Today, President Biden's vaccination edict for the workplace is roadblocked by the courts. Mayor Sarno prepares for Martin Luther King Day. UMass Amherst resolves to move abortion pills directly to students. Masks are back at East Longmeadow. And new visiting protocols are in place at Mercy Medical Center, and it's all coming up.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Friday, January 14th, 2022. And it's also Martin Luther King Day. And we're heading into a weekend with a return of cold temperatures. In fact, today may be the warmest day of the weekend. We'll check it for you. In fact, here's your forecast now. Mostly cloudy and a chance of flurries. It'll be windy. A high of 34 to 38 degrees. Tonight, cold and windy. A low of minus 6 to 0, which will feel like negative teens. Oh, boy. The Supreme Court has stopped the Biden administration from enforcing a requirement that employees at large businesses be vaccinated against COVID-19 or undergo weekly testing and wear a mask on the job. At the same time, the court is allowing the administration to proceed with a vaccine mandate for most healthcare workers in the U.S. The court's conservative majority concluded the administration overstepped its authority by seeking to impose the vaccine or test rule on U.S. businesses with at least 100 employees. More than 80 million people would have been affected by the mandate. Today, Mayor Sarno will bring greetings and present a proclamation at the City of Springfield's annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration at City Hall. This will be at 10:30 a.m. today. Mayoral aide LeVar Click Bruce will MC the event. Reverend Mark Bayman will provide the opening invocation. And Bishop Talbert Swan will bring greetings on behalf of the Greater Springfield NAACP. City Council President Marcus Williams and State Rep Bud Williams will share remarks. The benediction will be given by Reverend L.A. Love. Springfield's own Vanessa Ford will provide the musical selection of Lift Every Voice and Sing. Following the ceremony, the event will continue and proceed outside for the annual flag-raising ceremony. Get vaccinated and win valuable prizes. Well, a mobile vaccine clinic was set up at the Jewish Community Center in Springfield yesterday afternoon, providing Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and Pfizer vaccines or boosters and the flu shot from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Those who received a vaccine or booster at the clinic were given two free guest passes to the JCC to enjoy the fitness facility, the pool, the spa services, and more. Children who received the pediatric COVID-19 vaccine were given two free passes to the Holyoke Children's Museum, Bumpy's, Natural and Organic Foods in Springfield, and they're also issuing goodie bags. Not bad. Thank you very much, JCC. UMass Amherst, in a controversial decision, now will provide students directly with the abortion pill instead of moving it through any intermediaries. Now, this will begin in the fall of this year. Why? Well, the university says the students want it. In a statement provided, they say the campus has heard from students that they want access to the medically prescribed drug because of the notable distance to providers from the Amherst campus, and because the campus already offers extensive gynecological and reproductive care to students. UMass Amherst plans to offer the medical abortion pill to students on-site at our University Health Services Clinic in fall 2022. Those are the words of UMass Amherst. Masks are back at East Longmeadow as of today. The health department has declared public health emergency. To wit, there have been 692 cases of COVID-19 in the last 14 days, with a percent positivity rate of 23%, the highest the town has ever had since the beginning of the pandemic. East Longmeadow is offering signage for businesses in town to display. Businesses are encouraged to visit the town hall if they're interested in signs. The health department will revisit the policy sooner if cases in the town are lowered. Well, I'm sure as you've noticed this week and last week, As one hospital and care center in our region goes, they all go. As a result of the prevalence of COVID-19 within our local communities, Trinity Health of New England now implements an updated visitation set of guidelines for the emergency departments at each of its member hospitals, St. Francis Hospital and Mount Sinai Rehabilitation Hospital in Hartford, St. Mary's Hospital in Waterbury, Johnson Memorial Hospital in Stafford Springs, and Mercy Medical Center in Springfield, in the emergency department predominantly. No visitors in the emergency department, with the exception of compassionate care visits, which may include end-of-life care, minors, or ADA hospital support persons. In the inpatient units, one fully vaccinated adult visitor per patient per day on inpatient units. Compassionate care exceptions may be granted for end-of-life care or ADA hospital support persons. For minors and neonates, two fully vaccinated parents can visit per patient. One fully vaccinated adult visitor for patients undergoing surgical procedures. Visitors are allowed during registration, intake, and discharge pickup only. No visitors are allowed for patients testing positive for COVID-19 or persons under investigation. Patients accept as outlined in compassionate care circumstances. Do not visit if you have any symptoms of a cold, the flu, or COVID-19. And as a reminder for inpatient units, all visitors will need to show proof of their vaccination status upon entry. Proof of vaccination should be a paper or a digital record issued by an official source and should include the visitor's name and date of birth, as well as the vaccine product and dates of administration for all doses received. Well, I hope you've had a good week, and I thank you very much if you've been with us for our programs Monday through Friday. Now, our next new program is set for Monday morning after this weekend at 6 a.m. online and on demand throughout the day and night. I wish you a productive and restful weekend, whichever best defines your plans and activities. And I also wish you a day of peace and some contemplation as we honor a man who stood for nonviolence, Martin Luther King. This program is a service of Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
Proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.